The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com. Last week on Anya.
Here we go. Hello, Eggsy. Thank you for the messages. I will do the meet with you at the space bar at 8 o'clock. P.S. United will not be able to get their balls in the goal tomorrow. They do not know how to score. Ha! End scene. Oh, Rosie! These are the most beautiful flowers. Thank you for your kindness.
No, thank you for agreeing to let me take you out. So, what would you like?
Let me see. Maybe a house on top of a Fern Hill Way. A 4x4 Land Cruiser, if there was any chance. Maybe I would like,
Sorry, I meant a drink. What would you like to drink?
Eggsy, check this out, man. Can you do the robotic dance?
Anya, my legs are hanging off. We've been up here since 10:30.
Hey, look! Check this one out!
I need to sit down before I have a heart attack.
Eggsy, can you do this one? Whoops! Oh, sorry!
You're a great dancer.
Thank you. Of course I will answer your messages. I just need to tell you something.
Here we go. I knew it was too good to be true. What is it, Paul, Stuart?
What do you mean?
Are you going to tell me you're a man?
A man? No, you clowns, I am not a man. I am a robot. A human-robot hybrid.
You are a gas woman.
What do you mean?
You're hilarious. You crack me up.
Do you not care if I am a robot?
You have a great sense of humor, I'll tell you that. It's refreshing to say the least.
But did you not hear what I just said?
Shh.
Whoa! Oh my goodness.
I really like you, Anya. I really do.
I really. Whoa, Eggsy, don't.
What in the... I thought that was your bra strap. What the...
It's not the brass straps, it is my control panel.
What in the...
I told you, but you would not listen.
You're freaking me out.
Eggsy, I am not a full human like you. I am a robot. Please, don't go. Eggsy, wait. Come back. Eggsy. Coming to meet me. I'm so sorry, Eggsy. I should have told you this in the messages. I know you are angry. I would not put the blames on you. Please, Eggsy, say something. I tried to tell you at the space bar. I wanted you to know that I am not 100% human. You had too many of the Jacoboo's mixer and you were drunk men. Everything was like the fast forward on the DVD. It was going crazy. You should not have tried to open my straps.
I just don't know what to say to you. This whole thing is just mental.
Are you okay there, guy?
Can I get a glass of waters, please?
Sure. And to eat?
No, thank you.
And for you, sir?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, no problem.
I really like you, Eggsy. I hope you can be my lovers and we can live like the romantics.
But you're a robot. How are we supposed to, you know? What about starting a family? That's already out the window.
There are ways we can be lovers. We can be the happy families. You will just have to trust me.
Trust you?
Yes, exactly. We can always get the babies from another country, like Angelina's Jolie.
Anya, snap out of it, will you? That's not going to happen.
Please, Eggsy, give me the second chance. We can make this the perfect couples. Are you willing to give it a go?
I really, really like you. That's the thing. You're gorgeous, you're smart, you have great taste in films, and I loved reading your messages before we met. I don't know if I'm cut out to be in a relationship with a half-human, half-robot, but for you, I'm willing to give it a go.
Oh, Eggsy! You make my processors go funny. I promise you, you will not be sorry. I will be the very greatest lover ever and the most committed girlfriend.
How could I turn around a girl who loves when I make her smile?
You are right. You do make me smiles. I've had the smiles for 2 full weeks.
And it suits you. Listen, I have to go. The car is due to be serviced at 3 and then I have football training tonight. Will I see you tomorrow?
Yes, of course. I have never said, but we are living in the streets, 2 of the blocks behind you. 14 St. Paul's Squares. Why don't you come over for the breakfast rolls in the morning?
All right, I had no idea you were that close. That's handy, in all fairness. I'll do that, so...
Oh, great!
By the way, do you want me to pick up some fresh bread for you in the morning?
Well, you'll be the ones eating it, if you know what I mean.
Of course, how stupid of me. Wait, what about the drink the other night?
I was being polite, but I had to pour it down the sinks and toilets. I know it was a big waste of the monies.
It's a good thing I like you.
I like you too, Eggsy. See you in the mornings then. Break the legs. I'll get it.
Oh, hi. I'm not sure if I have the right house. Does Anya live here?
Oh, yeah, she does. You must be Eggsy then. Come on in.
Yeah, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Claire, Anya's housemate. Come on in, get out of the cold, sure.
Nice place.
Ah, sure, it's grand. The rent is a little bit steep, but sure, the location is great.
Alright, man. How's it going?
Well, how's things?
I'm Greg, and the other housemate.
Alright, how many of you live here?
It's just the 3 of us. We're one big, happy little family, aren't we, Greg, my dear?
It's an experience, anyway. Let me put it that way.
Well, you're a lucky man to be living with 2 beautiful women. Many would envy you.
I don't know about that. Nice to meet you, anyway. I'm sure there'll be plenty more.
You too, Greg. Let's hope so, eh?
Anya's in the dining room there. If you just go straight down the hall and it's the second door on the right.
No bother. Lovely to meet you.
You too, love.
Come in.
Morning. I got the... What in the name of...
Daddy! Look, Jesus. Daddy's here.
Anya, what the... Where did you get the child from? Please don't tell me you're an alien or something. I'm not able for all of this.
Dada, dada.
If you're going to tell me that I'm pregnant at you with a kiss or something, I'm out of here.
Relax, cranky pants. Shh. Poor baby Jesus wants his bottle.
Jesus? Really?
Yes, why not? I am like the Virgin's Mary.
Where did you get the child from? Please tell me you're joking here. Did you get a job as a babysitter or something?
No, you clowns. If we want to be real lovers and get the children in from different countries like Angela's Jolie, we have to be ready to have the families.
Right, but who owns the child?
We do, you fools. You are the daddies and I am the virgin mothers.
I'm only going to say this one more time.
I got the child from the mother care.
Jesus Christ.
No, just Jesus. Jesus Debo.
So let me get this straight. You bought this thing from Mothercare so that we can play Sylvanian families.
I do not know much about the Slovakian family.
How much did you spend on this thing?
The money does not matter. We have to practice to be the daddy and the virgin mothers.
I only just met you and now you want me to play happy families.
You made the promise yesterday. You said you were willing to give it the goes. Now, as soon as you have eaten the breakfast, I have to go to the nail dresser.
The nail dresser?
Yes, I have to get my nails polished.
I hope you're taking baby Jesus with you, yeah?
No, you have to mind the baby Jesus.
What? What am I supposed to do with it?
It is a robot like me. It has feelings. It will know when it is too warm, when it is hungry, when it needs to take a dump.
Anya, I'm not cut out for all of this. I'm going to miss the match, so...
Look, get used to it. You are the father now. You have to take on the responsibilities.
What if someone stops me and asks me about him?
You tell them that you are happy to be the fathers of the baby Jesus.
But Anya, he's black.
It was the last one in mother care. I could not wait for the new stock to come in.
People are going to think I'm an idiot. How can I claim to be the father of a black baby called Jesus?
Why don't you just tell the peoples that the mother of baby Jesus is black?
And what if we're out together? How do we explain that?
Well, Angelina's Jolie and Pat Brits are always out with their children and they are celebrities. No one will even bat an eyelid at the stupid couples from Rockwood.
I knew I should have went with that young one from the tax office.
What was that, sorries?
I said I have to get down to the tax office during the week.
Well now, your sons come first. I might not be back until 6 o'clock. I have to grab the few items for the household.
I need to get some fresh air before I pass out. Can I take him out in that pram there?
Yes, of course. But be sure to put the correct clothes on or his temperatures will go crazy and he will not be happy. Catch you later.
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a Zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com. Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa.
Hey, boy, kid.
All right, man, how's things?
1 minute, there, I'm the class over. Well, man, how are you? Didn't even know after having a child.
Yeah, man, I'm a father now. Party's over.
Don't mind that, man. I'm delighted for you. Is it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
Ah, your grandson, kid. Keeps a look.
Nah, man, he's asleep there. I don't want to disturb him.
Just let him speak in there. Give us a scans.
Ah, Shami's the head off Bill Cosby. I never knew your brother was...
Yeah, man, she's from Nigeria.
That's right, but man, I'm delighted for you. Come here, I suppose you'll get to visit there and all that. What you call him anyway?
She named him Jesus.
Oh yeah, man, bro. Seriously, what you call him?
No, man, seriously, she called him Jesus.
Is she pure holy?
I thought she was well holy when I first met her, but man, she's as mad as a brush.
Yeah, I'm delighted for you anyway, man. Fair play, you know, because we never know, no, man. He could end up playing for United. You won't be calling her as mad as a brush, then?
That's true, man. I never thought of that.
But he's like Jesus sitting there anyway. He's as quiet as a mouse inside the thing.
Boo!
We're after frightening the life out of me.
How's my beautiful son?
He's...
So listen, man, I'll be very well there, right? Best luck with that anyway, right, cuz?
I told you this would happen.
Told me what would happen?
I just met one of the boys I train with, and I gave him the whole waffle story about the mother of the child from Nigeria.
So, I don't used to tell the stories like that.
It was going fine until you declared ownership of the child.
What are you even talks about, Eggsy?
You just said, how is my beautiful son?
Oh, I don't know. Get over your shelves. We'll get the different excuses for the next times.
Anya, listen, I'm sorry. It's just that this is all a bit new to me.
You are forgiven. The last thing I want to do is be upset with you.
We should go for a meal or something in a bit. Maybe your housemates could look after Jesus while we're gone.
Yes, I would like to get the breaks. I will have to take the doggy bags. As you know, I cannot eat. I will pay for the food, though.
Not at all. This one is on me. After all, we have to celebrate the fact we're parents now, huh?
I know, right? This is the great idea. I will ask Claire or Greg if they will be here to babysit.
I'll book that, so in the meantime. Hi, yeah, I'd like to book a table for two for tonight. Around 9-ish, would that be okay? 2, yep, that's right. It's Eggert. Eggert. E-G-G-E-R-T. It's Fergus. That's great, so see you then. That's booked, so 9 o'clock.
Okay, great. Excuse me the moment. Claire Bears, can I ask you the big favors?
Sure.
Eggsy wants to take me to the dinners and we need to find a babysitter for the baby Jesus. Would you...
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Of course I will. I'll be here with Greg anyway. Go and enjoy yourself. And you've had a crap few weeks, so go on, off you go.
Aww, you are really the bestest housemate in the whole wide world.
How would you get out of it? You're making me blush. What time are you heading out?
It is booked for 9 o'clock. I will be back as soon as Eggsy eats his foods.
Oh my God, seriously, take your time. There's absolutely no rush. Sure, we can put Jesus to bed for you if needs be.
Oh, Claire's, I would be lost like the people on the islands without you.
I have got... That new comedy show is on at 10 if you want to watch it.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about it.
So, what do you make of Eggsy? He seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah, I thought the same. They seem to get on really well and I can tell he actually really cares about her. It's so cute.
Yeah, I get that too. Do you want a couple before it starts?
I should go on.
Shh, shh. Poor baby Jesus. Come here. There's no need to be crying. Uncle Greg is here to make it all better. Poor little thing. There, there, come on. We'll go downstairs to Aunt Claire. You can watch TV with us. Now, there we go. The best baby. Now, Jesus. I know this kitchen is cold, but we'll only be here for 5 minutes. I'll sit you up there while I make the tea.
Greg!
Yeah?
Come here a sec, will ya?
Yeah, what is it?
Look, here's that show I was telling about, remember?
Alright. So that's your man who won I'm a Celebrity Come Dine With Me in the Jungle. What else is he in? I know his face.
He was in Spud Street, you idiot.
Alright. I knew his face from somewhere. Who's the girl then?
Do you know that lottery show that he used to be on during the week?
Oh, the Midweek Madness. Something like that, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, isn't she? Wait. Oh, Jesus, what's that smell? Can you smell burning?
Oh, shite.
Oh, no. Baby Jesus.
Did you forget to turn off the hob?
Oh, fuck. I must have forgotten to switch it off. Quick, pick him up.
With what? He's in flames.
You're going to have to do something. He could blow up the house if the flames reach the gas boiler. Come on, think quick.
Mom is going to kill me. Baby Jesus.
Isn't there a little fire extinguisher under the stairs? Come on, Greg, step out of it. Get the bloody fire extinguisher.
All right.
Sometime this century, the press is beginning to smoulder.
Move.
Right, that's enough. Jesus Christ, Greg.
I know. Poor Jesus.
Oh my God, the smell is... Oh, it's putrid. Oh my God, would you open the window?
I'm so not taking the blame for this.
Oh, why did you bring him down? He was fast asleep in his bloody cot.
I heard him crying when I went out to make the tea. I just said I'd...
I'm home! Oh my goodness! Is that the baby Jesus? Oh, Jesus! Oh no! Come back from the dead, Jesus!
I'm so sorry, Anya. I don't think either of us will cut out your parents.
Anya, oh, hon, come here. Come here, don't cry. We can always get you another one tomorrow, love.
But I loved the baby Jesus! He was my first son!
We might be able to put him back together in time for Easter.
Seriously, Greg, will you just shut up? Oh my God, you're such an idiot.
We will have to bury him. Hexie will be devastated. Get me the shovels.
Get her the shovel, would you, idiot?
Huh?
Get her the bloody shovel!
He looks like a burnt chicken.
Thank you for coming, Father.
No problem at all. Okay, my child. We have come here today to remember before God our brother, baby Jesus. To give thanks for his life. To commend to him, to God, our merciful Redeemer and Judge, to commit his body, to be buried, and to comfort one another in our grief.
Amen.
God of all consolation, your Son, Jesus. God of all consolation, your Son Jesus Christ was moved to tears as the grave of Lazarus, his friend. Look with compassion on your children in their loss. Give troubled hearts the light of hope and strengthen in us the gift of faith. In Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen.
You're okay, my child. Now, if you will join me in a hymn. Pardon me. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The Spirit lives to set us free. Walk, walk in the light. He binds the soul in unity. Walk, walk in the light. Everybody now.
Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light.
Jesus promised life to all. Walk, walk in the light. Walk in that light. Walk in that light. Walk, stop crying, my child, and sing along. In that light, walk in the light of God. There we go. Nothing like a lovely number.